Alice, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Now, how different exactly is this year's Australia's Breakdance Battle as compared to past years?
Well, the whole entire scene has not had an actual event for, I would say, the longest time, 7 months since the last battle within, I think it was March. So that entire time, everyone's just going to be practicing on their own, practicing in their home. And yeah, we haven't really had much to really look forward to for that time.
Yeah, of course. And what have some of the initial responses been to this idea of having Australia's Breakdance Battle online?
I think initially everyone's a little bit, could it work? Can it not work? I think everyone's always a little bit of sus when it kind of goes online on a platform, especially for like breaking, which is a very high energy sport, like kind of sport and dance. And you need like your friends, your crew around you to hype you up and give you that energy. So kind of you just doing a set on your own at home, just recording it either through your phone or your laptop, the energy is, it just isn't the same with that.
Yeah, of course. And would you be able to talk us through the, I guess, the transition to online a little bit, how it's impacted your logistics and so on?
Yeah, absolutely. So usually our online our battles usually held in person. We usually get maybe like 50 to 60 entrances. You have a couple of judges and they'll be the ones to pick out top 16. And then from there, it's kind of like a tennis match where you have the eliminations and you find out who the best out of that top 16 is. From there, the ideology behind the online battles is still quite similar. More so, it's just we're linking up between people within their, I don't know, wherever they're dancing, whether that's their bedrooms or not. And and still kind of, still the same, similar format. It's just, just not live.
Yeah, of course. And how has the response been from fans and participants so far?
I think everyone's still pretty excited. Like just having an event to look forward to like really pass the time as well, especially like earlier lockdown periods. Everyone was just like excited to do something. We've actually had a lot of response from overseas as well, a lot of overseas participants. And so just getting everyone into kind of one group and one event is always like just a really good thing to look forward to.
Yeah, awesome. And but not least, would you be able to share it with us how and where we can watch these dance battles and what we can expect from this year's competition?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got our largest street dance event coming up later on this year. So on the 5th and 6th December, we're actually going to have actual live battles. So we're actually going to be in person. We're going to meet some faces and we're going to have it all live stream from our YouTube channel, which is Destructive Steps. And the week after, that's when we'll have our international battles. We're calling all our friends from overseas to join us as well and participate too. So that's the week after on 12th to 13th December. And you can all find us on Destructive Steps via our YouTube or our Facebook page.
Yeah, awesome. Alice, thank you so much for joining us on the show today to talk about the breakdance battle.
That's all good. Thanks for having me again.
My pleasure.